Welcome everybody, Dallas KTC Meditation Center, and those who love to meditate. So we're going to start with the meditation. If the name of the center is meditation, we can't really escape that. So we start with meditation. As I always repeating some of the words. And some of the words are new, but basically the reason I'm repeating again is two reasons. One, always there is a newcomer doesn't know how to sit, how to meditate. The other part is no matter how many times I remained, it's not quite sinking into our mind well. That's two good reasons that I have to repeat again and again. It's not fun repeating again and again as a speaker. Calling their name again and again too many times may result problem. Same idea. But there's some space. If there's no space, you can also sit in the middle line. That's no problem. There is a space in between. So the first talk about meditation, I want everybody sit very comfortably. All I'm asking you is to sit comfortably your body and your mind. Your mind has to be comfortable in order to meditate. Your body has to be comfortable in order to meditate. Slightly, your body is uncomfortable, meditation goes away. Your mind has to be comfortable in sense, your mind has to be calmed down. As I say, I was hoping you follow this step by step. It's meditation instruction. So when I say calm down, means few thousand things you need to worry, you have to put on the side. If you have less than few thousand, you're a lucky one. You have so many thousands, you don't even remember how many thousands you have. That many. The word we use is infinity. Thoughts is a sign of life and a mind, sign of you have a consciousness and a mind. Basically, thought is not a problem. It is how we interpret it is a major problem. And how we follow the thoughts is a problem. How we attach to, how we clinging, clinging onto the thoughts is the problem. If you let it go for momentarily, you will calm down. You will relax. Just like our body needs to relax when we are exhausted. Is that word exhausted? Exhausted. So the body needs to relax when we are exhausted. Mind needs relax too. But when do you think you give ever relax your mind? Question. Since you were born until now, you fail to relax your mind. Period. So meditation is new to you because you haven't done. Meditation is difficult because it's not familiar to you. But that is something you're missing in your life. Because when your mind is not relaxed, your talking is not relaxed, your action that comes with your body movement is not relaxed. It's all interconnected. You know what? Who is the boss? We always say, you go in a company, go work. First thing you want to know is who is the boss. Or at least you need to know who is your boss. Because there is always a boss over the boss, and then boss over the boss, and there is always a boss. Sometimes the owner of the company may not have boss in his company, somebody bother him and tell you order, but when he go home, he might find a boss. So there is no shortage of boss for you. I have many bosses. So, some bosses I can't even negotiate. Their way or the highway. You do it their way, or I have to hit the highway. So let's go back. Calm your mind. So how you calm your mind? Subside all your thoughts, good thoughts, bad thoughts, or just wandering. Wandering your mind, wandering. All you need to subside and put on the side. Temporarily, you have to say, I'll keep up with you later. And temporarily, you have to take a break from the continue experiencing confused state of mind. Temporarily, you have to take a break. So let's do that. And the physical part, sit upright, straight, like a Buddha statue. And calm and relax, but not sleepy. Because a group, we are not practicing sleepy here. I'll let you do your home as soon as you get time. But here, alertness, the opposite of sleepiness. It's more alert. And it's also called full alert. Full alert. The mind captures, controls entire your body and speech. And your mind controls, hold your universe within the palm of your hand because the power of the mind. and then meditate. So let's meditate a few minutes. See, the quality is what we count. Quantity is good, but the quality is better. So we have brief meditation, but that duration of the meditation, what I offer you, I want you to do every day, period. Especially those of you who have more problems, that you believe that you have problems, or you are dealing with the problems, and you are almost losing the battle. You know, the word I use, losing the battle, means you're fighting with your problems. The problem is getting a little bit stronger than yourself, and you feel like you're losing it. If that is the case, I recommend you meditate and make your mind more calm. Make your mind more strong. Make your mind more clear. And the chances are you may be able to see through it, all the problems. And you may see that those problems are really not big problems. It is a problem if you keep on here. But it is not so strong problem. If you deal with it and meditate, you might see the problem is a workable problem. The problem is a small problem you dare to talk about because the other people have much bigger problem. The problem is a non-existence because you believe there is a problem. It can happen many things, but I don't have a lot of time talking about that. But those things can happen only if you engage in meditation. So those are the little talk for the Sunday. And this is April 20. Is this April 26? April 26, yeah. So talk about that. Now we talk about the visiting our lineage holder and also what His Holiness energy. And if you are the right person, you already feel from me how you feel about me here can tell you how powerful energy His Holiness is. If you don't feel from me anything, you have major homework. Next 10, 20 years, you might figure out if you're still around Earth, if you're still around on the planet Earth, walking and talking, you may figure out 10, 15 years from now on. But the chances are if you already feel something special going on, and energy-wise, that means that you are kind of inside the closed loop of the blessings, the loop of circle of blessings. So I want to say my visit and spend the last 10, 11, 12 days with His Holiness lineage holder, I feel major successful and the blessings and connections and that I notice is beyond I can put into the words. There is no words I can talk about it. So majority of things I can't talk because it's beyond the words. Those things that I can put in the words, those are the only things that I'll share with you. So we had a group interview with the famous Dallas KTC Sangha. You might be in it. I don't know. What do you think? I think you are part of that. Famous Dallas KTC. And they were setting the interview and whether we can visit His Holiness audience. It was a major issue because His Holiness his blessings and his visit is certainly countless beings want him. You can't even keep track on how many people coming and going and visiting. And we are one group, one small group. We think we are important, but in their list might not be the very important list. just between us. And I know we believe we are very important people, but they may not end their list. So that's what I'm talking about. So we asked him, I need an interview with the Dallas KTC, some students with me, and I need that interview with the students with the Lama, and is this a possibility? And then the man organizing the Kempo, young Kempo, he said, yes, it's a possible, but let me figure out when it fit in. He goes and he comes back, perhaps 6-7 hours later, and he tells me that we got time for you. You have time, and you can visit with His Holiness with the Dallas Sangha and Dallas Lama in a Tuesday in the morning. Well, first I thought, wow, that's a long way to waiting. We're talking about it was Thursday or Friday. Friday, we're talking about that. Yeah, Friday. We're talking about the Friday evening. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, that we have to wait 4 or 5 days. And then I be a little worried because the students might be not here that time. I tried to reach some of the people traveling with me up there in the monastery and say, who is going to be on a Tuesday? I find almost nobody going to be there except I called Dr. John. John Spinger told me that he may ever to choose his schedule a little bit. Maybe he may ever to stay. But that was only one person, maybe. The rest are all not available. I go, I think these people who came here with me and all the way to New York and work, time, airplane, hotel, they really deserve more personal His Holiness blessing. More, not just all public, but more intimacy. So I go up and talk to the interview person, says, guess what? I told him. And say, yes? Tuesday, I'll come only. Visit Holiness. Because I am staying with for all 10 days, 12 days. But the students, their air ticket, their schedule, they have to go back Monday. And he goes, what to do? He confused. He was holding like this, so what to do? He's sort of like, what to do now? I said, guess what? I'll tell you what to do. And there is empowerment. And as soon as empowerment is over, I'm bringing the group to darshan, to visit Holiness, and presenting invitation letter. So His Holiness will be here in the future. It's important for the group. It, after all, at the center is under His Holiness umbrella. So I'm going to bring in a Saturday, right after the empowerment. He said, okay. He said, okay. And we could not defeat it. And then that happened. And apparently when we accepted the Toronto Sangha and a few other Sanghas, all the group, major three groups, are all behind us because the Dallas, they recognize is a top people that they can deal with. They have to respect the Dallas people. So we were number one in the interview with His Holiness. And that's how it happened. So I just want to know inside the story that there's a lot of work has been back and forth. We've done it. And then the Dallas President Larry Kinnon presented His Holiness invitation, Dallas KTC Sangha, functionality day to day, some of the Dharma activities and property, shrine room, and everything. So that way, when we invited, it's a legitimate inviting, not like there's non-existent center that he's invited. So, and in correspondence with that, the last part is the most important part is the Dallas KTC Sangha like to ask His Holiness, are we doing okay? We should just do what we've done so far and keep it this low-key. Or traditional Gompa in preacher, something like this, and there will be room for His Holiness. And this is, after all, belongs to His Holiness. So whether we should try or not, that was our intention. And we showed this picture, and he saw this picture, and Larry Keenan really short and precisely he talked to very well with His Holiness. And so when he saw this Gompa temple, this traditional Gompa, he began to look at me and he began to say, too orthodox, you know, the word orthodox, like antique, orthodox. He says, basically he was talking a little bit in Tibet, and he says, very orthodox style, and too expensive to build this. And then he began to talk in English. And then he says, this is not in the 21st century. Basically, he's saying, I will help. And my memory is our group cheer him up with the clap hands and yeah kind of thing. That's a nice happen there, but it comes with the responsibility. And you know, and I know, either way, whatever His Holiness decides, I'll go for that. That was our intention. Plus, you all, I was hoping same way. Whatever, that's the reason we're asking. And we couldn't finish complete sentences, like a detail. His Holiness, once he saw this, he began to talking about and the hand claps and everything. It's make everything clear that he said he help. We can't say, no, we don't need your help. I mean, we are asking his help and make a decision. When he says, yeah, I help you. So we began to kind of speechless. And so now the Dallas Meditation Center, GTC Dallas Meditation Center, we are responsible to build the monastery here. Remember, when we built this monastery, we are in charge of as long as we live here. But we're building this temple for the Texans. And the Texas, Dallas. And once upon a time, there was a Tibetan Lama. And there was a meditation center. And those group of the Sangha, they built this for the benefit of countless beings in the future, where they can go and meditate, where they can go and study, where they can host all these great beings, including Karmapa. So we may be doing something little, but it meant to be the goal is a major goal and a big goal for the benefit of countless beings, future generation. And Buddhist meditation in Dallas, that the thousands and thousands of people yearly come to contact with the Dharma in that Gompa, that temple, will benefit countless beings in a future generation. Your children and your generation will benefit. So we are just in the front, that in the beginning, everything starting. So that's what I want to share with you. Did I escape anything? Would you like to say some word or anything it's not covered?
I think you covered it very well, Rinpoche. We're very grateful that we had that opportunity to ask His Holiness's help, and we're very eager to begin to move forward with the challenges of raising the money and making the plans.
Right. There are some people already contacting me that participation on fundraising, basically donating money, stuff like that. I also want to let you know there were at least a total, maybe more than 30 lamas and 30 teachers presented. It was our case was unique and different than all other 30 teachers. They are not have that kind of conversation with His Holiness. And just aside from that, and I want you to know, it's a responsibility. But it's better we're busy doing something than doing nothing. After all, that the money and resources, it's just a matter of how you connect with each other. It's already here. Everything you have, I have, it's already here, first place. And now we have, and the Gompa will happen. We don't have to go all the way to moon, get the money. It's already everywhere. It is just a matter of how you connect with it. And it will happen. Because it's not selfish project. It's not personal name and fame to gain. It is something gift for community around here for hundreds of miles and for directions. They all people like you. Person like you who like to meditate and practice and like Buddha Dharma teachings. So there is one spot that they can come, they can learn, they can benefit their life. That's not selfish. That's not something. It is the well-being for all sentient beings. So I believe, I think project is good to have. Well, if we couldn't make the project because we have to go, because in permanent stocks, the show must go on the next generation. They will keep doing it. Believe me, even all people inside here, including me, we disappeared. The property, the Gompa, new temple, will benefit more people, just like our group. So he mentioned most important part of the those things are also important, but one important part of the practice part is he mentioned that Dharma students and their teachers commitment and devotion or understanding, they have to be strong bond together. That means I'm hard to deal with, but you have to deal with me with a gentle kindness and open mind. It means. And I feel sometimes hard to deal with you too. I feel like I think I better retire than deal with this person. But then I have to remember, for the benefit of all sentient beings, if I stuck with one person, how I can help all the people? So we both have that problem. But we have to be, it says, Tamsek Doksa Chikta means united and a close connection with each other and appreciate each other's resources that we have. Next one, Zinchong Khyata Zikpa Rishamchong. This means, I also noticed that His Holiness is not asking, build the Gompa. I felt He's gonna watching very closely and guiding very closely, and we will come regardless of how we organized. That means each one of you need to be stand up and host His Holiness. He may be almost as popular as the Dalai Lama. He may be world leader or guru, but he is our lineage holder. If we don't stand up and take good care of him, nobody going to take care around him, these taxes here. In the taxes, neck of our word, we are responsible. So I want everybody to keep that in mind. You have to be host His Holiness when He comes, and therefore be prepared. Be prepared, that poor. Next part is, Sui chucho yaje tung jutan nang nyamlin. So, second part is, we need to increase Dharma activities of His Holiness and Buddha Dharma in general. We need to increase, and we need to increase Gompa. We need to increase activities. We need to increase resources. Everything we need to increase. It says, Sechu Choyaji is the outer aspect of things we need to increase. Then inner aspects of Dharma activity we need to increase. The inner part is very important, that we need to be engaged in meditation. We need to engage in some of the spiritual practice, like loving kindness, compassion. Not just you love them, you actually execute, means you actually, one-to-one, you need to practice loving kindness, compassion. He's saying, Nang Nyamli means your realization, your understanding is 100% depends on the meditation and your teacher. And you need to recognize that. You need to connect that. If you fail to connect that, then you are wonderful spiritual practice, but not very deep. Very shallow. Shallow practice. So he mentioned something like, those of you finish even Hundo practice, the four foundations completed, there will be certificate award from hands of His Holiness every 1 year, 2 year, 3 year, or every year. It's going to happen now. That means you will have historically the 17 Karmapa, 7 times reincarnated lineage holder, you're getting award, that the certificate that says you've done it. The poor foundation practice. That means that those of you like to have one of those certificates, you need to work on your practice diligently and adapt into your busy schedule. You're busy, you may be very busy, but you can share a few hours from busy schedule. You might lose not much watching TV. Or you may be going less parties because you love to go parties. Because temporarily, you're hypnotized. You're enjoying. It's good. So that's a good way to spend your evening. Yes, that's good. But you may have to say, from that time, I have to finish something. So that's one of them. Other part of it is that they might have a retreat. The retreatants, at least you have to done solitary retreat under the guidance of the Lama for 3 years, 3 months. Those people, those men and women who done retreat, annually they will have opportunity to practice with His Holiness for long retreat. Throughout the Europe, America, all countries in the world. And that means if you've done 3 year, 3 month retreat, it's a continual ongoing practice coming now. So those are the news, if I'm not making too noisy here. So I think that's plenty of thing about do things and today. Thank you very much.